It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. Quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith, Jim Galante, back from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We tackled a few of the top storylines from the weekend that came from Media Day, that came from the first couple of days of Penn State training camp. By the way, Penn State football is back. Like, I know the games haven't started, but this is the time where you can stop speculating about certain things, and you can start hearing directly from people. You can start seeing progress with your own eyes. Like, this is what we've been waiting for pretty much since January.
Oh my God, yes. If you're a fan, this is like, it's finally almost here, you know, the game.
Right.
So
right.
Now you can start planning your tailgates. Which games are we going to attend? You know, who am I going with? All of that stuff. You finally get that chance, and it's great.
It's good stuff. And we started, you know, I think this past weekend was a good, you know, little teaser event for people. We mentioned, you know, what they had to say about Sean Clifford and Brent Pry. On his young linebackers, which I thought is a cool storyline to follow no matter what. It's not the most urgent storyline, but those freshman linebackers, I just can't wait to see what they can do. You know, in our position, we spend a lot of time looking at their film and trying to dissect and trying to figure out where they fit in. Now we're going to start to see that unfold. Another one that Brent Pry mentioned was Lamont Wade, who, you know, it's, you know, as a true junior now, as a kid who came in as, you know, a high four-star or five-star recruit, you know, one of the top talents in Pennsylvania in the 2017 class. Sometimes when that doesn't translate immediately into, you know, high-impact playing time, you start to write the kid off a little bit. So Brent Pry, you know, had a lot of good things to say about Lamont and said that, you know, physically and where he's at football-wise, it's the closest he's been to reaching his potential. And his potential was pretty vast coming out of Clareton High School. The safety position, you know, nobody really could narrow down. You know, you can talk rave about Lamont Wade, but nobody still can narrow down how to differentiate between Lamont Wade, Jonathan Sutherland, and Jaquan Brisker. It's going to be a fun competition, but I think for me, hearing Brent Pry say really good things about Lamont Wade, what else is he going to say? There's that component of it. But it's just a reminder to not forget about him, too. You can be excited about the other two, but don't forget about Lamont.
Exactly, and the point that you made about high school talent doesn't always translate freshman year. It may take a couple years, and if he's a two-year starter, he could still have this nice NFL career and fulfill all that promise. But as you said, though, you know, the coaches aren't going to say anything bad about these players. But, and I don't know if you're going to hit this news item, John Patrician entered the portal. And it was kind of strange timing. But whenever I see someone hit the portal, I think, what does that mean? It probably means there's other players ahead of him that are impressing.
Yeah.
So probably the best thing you could say about Lamont Wade and Brisker and the other safeties is John Patrician said, I'm going to go elsewhere. I don't feel like I have playing time here. I think that's the best compliment you could get for the other safeties.
And I think it's just confirming, like, we believe that anyway. But now it's just confirmation, and it's just going to be interesting because, you know, I think I've said this a bunch of times, but like who's starting next to Garrett Taylor is one thing. How they distribute snaps is the bigger thing. How often are you going to have different guys on the field? What different packages can you get some of these other guys on the field? That's going to be the more interesting part to me, because if you don't win the starting job, it doesn't mean that you're miles behind whoever does. If that's Jaquan Brisker who wins the starting job, that would be phenomenal, but it doesn't mean Lamont Wade and Jonathan Sutherland. They both command playing time too. All three of these guys in that competition are going to command playing time. How do they get it? You know, like that's what I want to see, how Penn State approaches that.
And isn't it a case where on defense, pretty much the entire two deep plays?
Yeah, and that's going to include safeties. And I think, you know, especially if safety depth is one of your strengths and you can get some different things by having different safeties on the field, like I mean, just for example, I think Jaquan Brisker is probably the best overall, without having seen him, granted, in FBS games. At his core, I think Jaquan Brisker is the best playmaker of that group. Lamont Wade is the most physically stout and of that group. Jonathan Sutherland is might be the hardest hitter of that group. Garrett Taylor is the best player in the group. I don't think you're going to see a lot of Garrett Taylor coming off the field because he's very versatile back there. But, you know, you can get some different packages of strengths back there. And I think it's been a while since Penn State could really say that.
Right. And you end up mix and matching. And looking at it in terms of having a two deep that plays, you're going to have players off the field either to get a break, or even if it's not an injury that keeps them out for a week or 2 weeks, if it's just you twist the ankle, it needs to be retaped. Who's able to come in? Who's able to play and help out when your opponent is, you know, putting out four wide receivers, or they're playing two tight ends? Those are the things that can determine what that formation is based on the talents that you have. So, yes, it's great to have some depth there.
Lamont Wade, 5'9", 200 pounds. You know, you weren't sure what to make of that as a high school player. He started out at cornerback, obviously, and you can make a career for yourself playing. There's a lot of guys playing in the NFL right now who are 5'9", who strictly defend the slot. That's such an important position now that you can make it. But the difference with Lamont is that he's such a compact and strong and stocky kind of kid. He's not that maybe not quite the same like fluid athlete and covers that you need from your 5'9" guy. You can also make it, you know, you can play professional football as a 5'9" safety. I think there's a bunch of those out there too. So if he's 5'9", 210, and he's running around, he's crushing people, he still can fulfill all the hopes that people had for him.
Exactly. And again, who is the opponent and what does the opponent look like? Is the opponent sending out three guys who are 6'5" as wide receivers, or is there a slot guy who's 5'10" that he matches up really well against? Again, that's the case where the depth makes all the difference in the world, and you match up accordingly.
Oh, by the way, you know, Lamont Wade being listed as a safety does not mean that he won't or can't cover the slot. And that's part of this whole conversation, is how are you going to use these guys, and how's that going to change based on whatever looks you're getting. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're on quarter number two here, still breaking down the news from the weekend. The segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com, where they are offering the ultimate tailgating experience. It's GoPSURV.com. There's even a special offer going right now from our buddy Mark. If you book an RV for any game in the 2019 season, if you book through August 15th, he will include a free 4-on-9 tailgate club barbecue meal for each member of your party. It's been part of some of the previous deals and offers we've thrown out there before, but now it's for any game, not just the first couple weeks of the year. It can be Michigan. It can be any of the high-profile games. You get rent an RV between now and August 15th. You get the meal for free for every member of your party. Check it out at GoPSURV.com, or you can call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 if you too are interested in the ultimate tailgating experience. One other thing, and this is another little news item, I guess, that doesn't fall under the earth-shattering category, but just hearing Matt Leingrover and Rasheed Walker talk again, it just reinforces this the idea here that this is an incredibly important storyline for Penn State's offense, one that they've been working on going back to the spring. Rasheed Walker will be a redshirt freshman. He is going to be your left tackle. I think there's a commitment. It's sink or swim time. Dave Jones, our buddy from Penn Live, talked to both of those guys and really just reinforced. I don't think there was a lot that we didn't know just yet, but again, I think just talking about what Penn State did to try to get him prepared, to put him on an island all spring against Shaka Toney, whose quickness off the ball, like you can talk about his game and try to break down like why he is or isn't what you want him to be yet. Nitor Gross-Matos, you know, in his sort of unconventional way of rushing the passer, he was put on an island against these guys, down after down after down after down. At some point in time, that improvement's going to come. That's happened in practice. Whether it translates to games or not, we'll see. But he's an important guy who I think Penn State has pulled out all the stops to make sure he's as ready as he can be.
And let's hope that the fan base will cut him a break. I mean, left tackle is one of those positions where you could be perfect on 9 out of 10 plays. That one mistake you make, the quarterback gets sacked. So there's going to be a bit of a learning curve there. There are going to be some mistakes made, but is there anyone who's more physically talented to play the position? And he's only a redshirt freshman. If he's not there this first year or the first game, he will get there, I believe.
6'6", 324, good athlete, light feet. Here, just judging from what Matt Limegrover, Penn State's O-line coach, was saying about him, is that his attitude and his ability to forget a bad play and move forward are strengths in his favor too. So, you know, it's kind of like Clifford. Like, he's got all the stuff that you think you need in that position. It's just a matter of, like, when the whistle starts, you know, when the whistle blows and the games actually begin and they count and you're going against foreign competition, what are you going to do? There's a lot to really believe in with Rasheed Walker. Not only, and I think it's exciting to have a starting left tackle who's still only a redshirt freshman. You know, like to be able to presumably eliminate that from your thinking over the next 2-3 more years, like that's a good thing for Penn State. And that is something that they haven't had since who knows when. When was the last time you saw any freshman play that kind of role on the offensive line?
Connor at McGovern tackle. At tackle. But yeah. McGovern was at guard, right?
Guard.
But
yeah.
You're exactly right. It shows the confidence they have in him, or it shows the lack of the depth at that position.
Or maybe it's a little bit of both. I think that's exactly where we're at. A couple other things just real quick. Penn State's looking to host a high school game. We don't know when that's going to be, who it's going to be yet, how that's going to work with what their schedule is. Do they have to be out of town that weekend? So we'll kind of track that story. Talk some more about Micah Parsons on special teams. I'll believe that when we see it. What do you think about the map for Beaver Stadium parking? Are you going to be able to follow it?
No. Here's
another reason to go to PSURV.com.
Exactly. Here's what I'm going to bet on. No matter what they set up, it'll get screwed up.
I think that's a fair bet. So that's something that's more important to fans than I realized before. Like, the last 2 years, we've had some real issues with those grass lots closing. What they're going to do about that is something that really hits home to Penn State fans.
Dustin, real quick, they did it the same way for 50 years and still managed to mess it up opening game every year. So
not a lot of optimism in this corner. We're going to continue here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're going to hear from James Franklin right after this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.